In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Kelly McCarville about clear communication. Let me ask you this, and obviously a lot of these things are all conjecture. It's just your opinion, and that's what we're looking for.
Sure.
Spirits, can they sense who is able to communicate with them? Or are they on the other side just kind of like shouting out, going, anybody? Anybody? Or do they know to go to very specific people? Are they able? Is there something about you that they can see that they go, her, I'm going to go talk to her.
Yeah. I think that they might try to talk to anybody if they see them, you know, because you got to think, like, these haunted locations that we go into, there's people who go in there and investigate all the time that they aren't aware of their intuitive abilities, and the spirits may still try to communicate with them. But there is truth to the fact that the spirits are drawn to people who have those abilities and are aware of them. And what the spirits have told me is that we look different to them. Some of the terms that they have used is that we shine. We're a beacon. We sparkle. We glow. Like a moth to a flame type of thing. You know, it's like they can pick us out of a crowd because we look different.
Okay.
And the only thing that I can really assume that means is maybe they're able to see everybody's auras and our aura looks a little different. I don't know what it is that they're seeing, but that is something that I've been told from multiple different spirits, is that we look different to them, that we will glow or we will shine or we will sparkle, or it makes me think of the vampires in Twilight when they tell me I sparkle, but you know. It's just they can tell when somebody is there who's able to communicate with them, and they most definitely will seek them out. And sometimes it's really frustrating because we'll be out on an investigation and they have figured out that I can talk to them, and then everybody else is trying to communicate with them through the devices and they answer me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, guys, you need to answer through the devices. Well, why? You can hear me. Well, yes, but nobody else can, and they would like to hear you. Can you answer through the device? But this is easier for us. Mm-hmm. Well, I know, but they want to hear the answer. Can you please answer through the device?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I get it. If I had an easier means to communicate, I'd probably take it too, but then I'm the only one who gets to hear the answers and everybody else wants to hear. So it's funny. Yeah. To answer the question, most definitely they can tell when there's somebody there who has abilities, even sometimes when the person isn't aware that they have those abilities.
You being out in the field and seeing this firsthand, have you witnessed anything where you would say, this device or that device is something that they would prefer or more, would be more likely or have an easier ease of use to for communicating with us?
Device. I think it depends kind of on the spirit themselves. And so you have to think about, go to people, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people will tell you it's best to get a hold of me through email. Other people say it's easiest to call me. Other people's like, just show up at my house, you know?
Yeah.
Spirits are kind of the same way. They all have their own preferred communication devices. But I do think that there are communication devices that are out there that are easier for them to use. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much of it has to do with, is it worth their energy to try to communicate through that particular device? So like, I think of a K2 meter, and we constantly are saying, can you light up that K2 meter to show us that you're here?
Yeah.
Well, they have to put a lot of energy out there to make it go to yellow, orange, red, mm-hmm. but we don't really have any answer other than they're there.
Yeah.
Versus if we're talking to them through like the Spiritus application, they can say actual sentences and mm-hmm. that use of their energy has such a bigger impact. Are they going to prefer to answer us through the thing that we can hear them? Or are they going to prefer to blink a light to show us that they're there?
Sure.
So if it were me and I was in spirit form, I would choose the thing that I could say a sentence through versus I'm not just going to blink your darn light to show you I'm here. I want to tell you something, mm-hmm. you know? But there's other ones that it's like, yeah, I'll light your light. That's fine. Because I haven't found any one particular device that it's like, this is the end all be all greatest tool for people to communicate through.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have preferred ITC devices that we use. And honestly, my abilities is what sold me on these ITC devices, because we'd be out doing our investigations and I would hear them. A question would be asked and I would hear them answering through my mediumship abilities, but then I'd also hear the answer through the application. And yeah. I'm like, I can't deny that this application works when it's working that way.
Sure.
So
sure. I didn't catch, what was the application you were just referring to?
So the one I think I mentioned is called Spiritus. So it's like Spirit Us, all one word.
Okay.
And it's a program. So anybody listening, I'm going to preface this with, I had the same reaction you're going to have when I say this. It's a cell phone application.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, sure. That means it's for entertainment only. This isn't going to work. But the difference with these programs, he's got multiple programs out there. His name is Keith Weldon. He's a developer. They have banks of phonetic sounds, but it's not running through any radio stations. It's not running through any programmed words. There are no programmed words. It's all just la, ta, ka, ba, da, like phonetic sounds.
Yeah.
And you can use it on a cell phone that's completely dead. I mean, I have the phone that I usually run it through has no cell phone service. The Wi-Fi shut off. It's on airplane mode. It's just the application running.
Mm-hmm.
But we get full sentences out of it. And clear sentences out of it.
Yeah.
So, I've kidded before. Keith owes me royalties because I promote his products all the time. Well, but
it's interesting because I mean, I have a couple that I did some research on and like found like people say that, because I believe that some of these do certainly work.
Oh yeah.
And we've been using one because me and my daughter will go out here and there. Nothing super serious, more so just mm-hmm. for, you know, some content. And we've been doing one. And people ask me about it quite frequently. I'm trying to remember what it's called. I think it's Ghost Hunting Tools, all one word almost.
Okay.
And that's when I kind of looked into more. And I swear, the responses that we get out of this thing, and they tend to be single words. Sometimes there's a couple back-to-back mm-hmm. words. 70-80% of the time, they make sense to where we're at or what we're talking about. And it's far more accurate or far more relatable to things than I ever was expecting it to be. I'll have to
check that one out. Yeah.
I feel like anything, you know, that you kind of put out there as, even if it is designed just to be you know, for entertainment purposes only. I would imagine if there's a way to manipulate it a certain way, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're just trying to provide basically a blank slate. And here's the stuff. Do what you can with it. And and that's, it's so interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
How were you able to identify, because you got into some detail earlier about the spirits that were in your house as a child. One was a teacher. I mean, how did you get to know who those people were?
So part of it was we, from the gentleman who owned the house when we bought it, he told us some of the stories. And one of them was him, obviously. I mean, we knew who he was, what his name was, what his occupation was. And then we found out where his phone was from him while he was still alive. The teacher that lived in the upstairs room, I believe that was him that rented that out when they first bought the home. I would have to verify that with my mom, but I think that's where we learned that from. But a lot of it comes through research. We go back and we try to tie actual factual details to the information that we're getting, whether it's the home that I grew up with or a location that we're going into to do an investigation. The other part of where some of that information comes from haunted locations, do come from investigations from people who are getting the information, whether it be through the devices or through a psychic medium who's been out there. But you do have to be cautious when that's where those stories are coming from, because anybody could say, this is what I experienced, and that doesn't make it a fact. But when you have multiple times of something happening, a story being shared by multiple different groups who don't know each other, and then a psychic comes in and backs it up, then you have to start believing that there's some truth to that. And like, so an example of that, we go and investigate a location out in Malvern, Iowa. It's far western Iowa. And one of the owner managers, his name is Josh Hurd, and he is very, very good about trying to do that research, trying to have the facts before he starts saying, yes, this is something that we have here. And one of the things that he'll do is when teams start reporting to him that this spirit said this or this spirit said that, he won't instantly start telling people that. He'll start making notes of it. And if it happens for months on end, then he'll start considering it to be potentially something that's factual. And so I was out there a couple of years ago at this point, and it got to be, when I first got there, I saw this spirit that I had never seen before. And I'd been there so many times at that point, I knew most of them. But this was one that I had never seen before. And I was trying to get this new spirit to tell me who he was, what's his story, where did you come from, why are you here? And he wouldn't really talk to me. And we got to the end of the night, and it was just me and Josh and my producer at the time were doing an investigation, and we were upstairs, and this spirit started hanging around us more and finally decided he was going to talk to me. And so as I'm talking to him, he did finally tell me that his name is Jeff. And again, I can hear this happening, but the people I'm with, I can't. So I was repeating back to Josh, and I said, he says his name is Jeff. And I saw Josh react. I saw him kind of, his jaw dropped, and he's like, oh, you know, and then he pulled himself together like, I'm not going to give her anything, you know, and he's like, what else is he saying?
Yeah.
And so we kept going, and I kept asking him some questions, and the spirit really wasn't giving me many details. But he just kept repeating two things over and over. My name is Jeff, and I'm new here. My name is Jeff, and I'm new here. So I finally turned to Josh, and I said, you know, he said a couple little things, and I told him what they were. I said, but the main things he keeps repeating is, my name is Jeff, and I'm new here. He's like, you are kidding me. I'm like, okay, tell me, because you know something. He's like, all right, well, I haven't told you this, because he won't. He wants to see what I can get, because he loves testing me. He said that for the last 3 weeks prior to me being there, he had had a lot of teams coming up to him, telling him that they'd had a spirit talking to him, and that the primary things the spirit was telling these teams was that his name was Jeff and he's new here. So what that did is all of those teams who got that communication from Jeff, I just verified that information they got. Mm-hmm. And all of those teams who got those statements to come through on their communication devices validated the information I was getting too. So Jeff is now a resident of Malvern Manor. It's part of the tour. He'll talk about him. Jeff has claimed a bedroom. And yeah, he's one of Malvern's spirits at this point. We still don't know where he came from.
Sure. What was that like? I mean, the first time that you were in that situation where you, as a psychic medium, you know, you're feeling your own things and you're conveying that information. But then when you also simultaneously had some of the equipment or something independent mm-hmm. of you confirm it, basically,
you know,
or relay the same thing. What was that like for you the first time that happened?
I don't even know the right words to use. It's very heartwarming. I that's not the right word. I mean, mm-hmm. so here's the thing. There are so many people out there today that say that they have psychic abilities. And I'm not saying that the majority of them don't, but it is kind of the cool thing today to be able to say, "Ooh, I'm a psychic, I have abilities." But you run into the people who are like, "I'm never wrong. I never make mistakes." And those are the scary people, in my opinion. I still am very cautious that I'm right. I want to make sure that I'm not making a mistake. I want to make sure that I'm not passing along information that's wrong. And so I am constantly questioning myself and trying my darndest to make sure that I'm doing a good job. Because I know that there are people out there who stake everything on what I tell them, and that's terrifying, mm-hmm. you know? So for me, it's very encouraging to me to have those situations where that validation happens, because it helps me remember that this is something that I've worked at. This is something that I have worked many years to build it to be to where it is and what it is, and that I need to remain confident in what I'm able to do. And it's funny, because I'll have little things like that happen when I start getting to where I start questioning if I should, and it's not because of my abilities. It's just, is this the right path? Is this where I should be spending my time? Is this, should I be putting more effort on doing readings for people? And I'll have something like that happen, just kind of like as a, "Yes, Kelly, you're supposed to be doing this. Now here's your validation. Go do it. Quit questioning," you know? Mm-hmm. But it's also, it's very rewarding. That's probably the best word. To have those situations happen, not just for myself, but to be able to help those teams understand, or the people that I'm investigating with understand, you just had a real experience. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to question whether or not now you had a real experience, because not only was I experiencing it through my abilities, this piece of equipment just backed it up.
Yeah.
And the equipment is getting so much more sophisticated that we're starting to see those ties more and more and more. So maybe someday, somewhere down the road, we're going to get to a point that we can say this is in fact science, but we're not there yet, unfortunately.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Kelly McCarville about clear communication. A big thank you to her for joining us and sharing her experiences with us on the show today. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino,